You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Goods and Services Tax authorities are seeking near real-time access to banking transactions of the taxpayers as a means to detect fake invoices and excess use of input tax credit by sections of businesses. The move follows recent investigations that revealed that undue tax credits accumulated through fake invoices are being used for hawala transactions. In several cases, it was also found that through circuitous routes, the funds finally returned to the persons generating the fake invoices. Shell companies too have been found routing money through fake invoices. Often by the time the details are made available, the company or person generating the bogus invoices has already vanished, the source further explained. GST authorities are now keen on getting faster data on banking transactions akin to the access the income tax authorities have. Moving on, the Telecom Regulatory Authority of India, TRAI, has widened its probe into predatory pricing and unlimited offers at all tariff plans, past and current, of all operators. This will include not only their 4G plans and 5G in some cases, but even 2G and 3G plans. Officials said the objective is to find out whether the operators have at some point violated the regulatory guidelines by offering either unlimited plans or indulging in any form of predatory pricing. It needs to be found out when it all started and who were the first ones to start, officials said. This will be the first time that the regulator has initiated such a comprehensive probe into all past tariff plans. Although tariffs are under forbearance, TRAI examines them generally a week after the new plans are filed with it. Officials conceded that TRAI may have missed spotting any such violations. In a separate development, with residential properties selling in big numbers, the demand for land parcels has shot up, sending prices up by as much as 200% in some markets. Such a rush, say experts, has been seen only for the second time in the last couple of decades. Research from Anarock shows that close to 87 deals were sealed last fiscal across 1,862 acres. In contrast, FY22 saw 44 deals, accounting for about 1,649 acres across various cities. The examination of the plans started with the 5G plans of Reliance Jio and Bharti Airtel upon a complaint by Vodafone Idea that the two were offering unlimited data plans as part of their services. Further, it alleged that 5G services were being offered at 4G rates, saying this amounted to predatory pricing. However, Vodafone's plans too will be scrutinized to assess whether it is offering unlimited data plans or did so in the past. The state-owned BSNL's plans too are being looked into, officials said. Now, a news related to BSNL. State-owned Bharat Sanchar Nigam, which was once the leader in the home broadband and wireline segments, has now been struggling to retain its market share as both Jio and Airtel are aggressively expanding their footprints. Apart from the competition from private players, the reason for the fall in market share for BSNL in the fixed home broadband space is its weak investment and poor quality services, according to experts. Expressing concern about the falling market share, BSNL CMD P.K. Purwar, in a meeting with Circle Heads last month, asked them to find out the reasons behind the growing number of disconnections in the fiber-to-the-home segment. In the FTTH segment, the company currently has 3.54 million subscribers as of February end, compared to Jio and Airtel at 8.02 million and 5.98 million, respectively. BSNL lost its top position in the segment to Jio in November 2021, just within 2 years of the commercial launch of JioFiber. In another development, the National Highways Authority of India's debt servicing cost will cross Rs 50,000 crore in FY28, the Ministry of Road Transport and Highways said in an estimate, which it also shared with the Parliamentary Standing Committee. According to the government estimate, the debt servicing cost, interest outgo and bond redemption will return to the current level of 20.5% of budget support in 5 years. This assumes further increases in budgetary outlays through FY28, in keeping with the pace in recent years and continued freeze on fresh borrowings. As the debt of NHAI soared between 2017-18 and 2021-22, the government in 2022-23 barred it from contracting more loans and started providing for its expenditure in greater measure. Lastly, the SGX Nifty signaled that domestic benchmark indices NSE Nifty and BSE Sensex might open on a negative note, as Nifty futures traded 67.5 points lower at 18,256.5 on the Singaporean exchange. Nifty and Sensex closed Friday's session flat. Nifty closed just above the 18,300 mark, up by 0.09%, while Sensex reclaimed the 62,000 mark upon close. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.